But there's like a couple hundred people technically in our Slack workspace, but definitely not all that are active. One of the great things about Sunrise is that people kind of, like, there's a lot of transition and leadership, and like people come to Sunrise and sort of learn a bunch of organizing skills from that, and then can take those skills and move on and do other things, especially because it's a youth organization and people are constantly, like, you know, moving to different places and like going off to college or going in doing various things.
Becoming no longer youth. as it inevitably happens to all of us. Well, listen, we're out of time now, so I want to thank both of you so much. This has been a really great conversation. Avery lives in Eugene and is involved in the landmark Juliana versus United States lawsuit, and Ada is a ninth grader at Grant High School involved with Sunrise PDX. Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're quite welcome. Stay tuned for more of KBOO's Youth Day special programming. Celebrate with us as KBOO's Youth Collective and other youth-driven shows take over the airwaves with interviews, music, and in-depth discussions starting in a minute. And you can go to kbo.fm/youth to donate directly to the Youth Collective and such great programming. Thank you, Sonia, operating the board. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It's Paul Rowland signing off. Bye.
My mommy was killed.
Hi, I'm Chance, and I'm a member of KBOO's Youth Collective. I think my life's changed in the most important way from going to KBOO's because I finally actually found my passion for public policy and learning about these complex issues, and that's why I'm going to be studying sociology at PSU this fall. If you're interested in joining KBOO Youth Collective, email us at volunteer@kboo.org. Or show your support for KBOO's youth programming by donating to KBOO today by going to kboo.fm/give or by texting KBOO to 44321.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland. Please join us for the next few hours of special programming for Youth Day. We'll hear from KBOO's very own youth collectives, The Underground, and Randomonium. Other programming includes KBOO's Art Talk Bus Stop and a full hour of Culture in Motion. Please consider donating to KBOO's Youth Collective at kboo.fm/youth. All proceeds from today will go directly to maintaining and sustaining the Youth Collective. Coming up next is a radio musical produced by the kids at the Children's Hour. Thank you very much.
This is the Children's Hour. I am Katie Stone, and today's show is unlike any other you've ever heard. We are excited to be presenting to you what we've been doing in the pandemic here in New Mexico. The Children's Hour Kids crew and a large team of creative people have written, rehearsed, and recorded an original pandemic musical. We're excited for you to hear it. Sit back, close your eyes, and enjoy the ride. The Children's Hour presents Icky, a radio musical.
Way back in the days before the end of the Big Sick, students everywhere were forced to stare at computer screens featuring live video feeds of their classmates. This was happening in bedrooms, living rooms, and kitchens across the country and the world. It wasn't fun. Gone were the days of Girl Scouts and Recycle Club. Sayonara to football, soccer, basketball. Bye-bye to summer vacation, swimming at the pool, and sharing ice cream cones before they melt onto the sidewalk. Being in close proximity wasn't safe anymore, so families everywhere were staying home to protect those who wouldn't win a fight against this treacherous sickness.
Mom, class just started. Everyone can see you.
Oh, hi, Jillian. Oops, I mean Mrs. Michaels.
Miss Davis, nice to see you.
I've got my own class to zoom into right now. Have fun in class, everyone.
Thanks, Mom.
Have fun, sweetie. Just do your best to stay focused, okay? No more daydreaming, Hallie. Right, Miss Michaels?
You're muted, Miss Michaels.
Good grief! I'll get the hang of this eventually. All right, class. Today we are going to talk about climate change.
Can we do something else today? I just want to go outside.
Damien, right now we are in class. I know things have been a little different recently, and I know that it's not always fun to have to do school online. But for now, this is what we have to do. Can anyone explain what climate change means for us and for the planet?
It means the polar ice caps are melting, sea levels are rising, and there are lots of wildfires that heat up the atmosphere and...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Michaela, but I would like everyone to raise their hand before speaking. Yes, Austin?
Isn't climate change a hoax?
Is that what you think?
That's what my parents say.
There are a lot of people who find it hard to believe that our planet is suffering this much, Austin. We have taken a lot of CO2 that was buried away during the age of the dinosaurs that is now being released into the atmosphere in the form of fossil fuel emissions and lots of other types of emissions that have drastic effects on our lives. This has affected our ability to breathe clean air, grow non-toxic food, and even have access to clean water.
Everyone has clean water, don't they?
Not everyone, Damien. Though it feels like it should be a human right, doesn't it?
Excuse me, Miss Michaels, even though some of the emissions were trapped in the Earth during the age of the dinosaurs, the Mesozoic period, the majority of the emissions we burn today actually came from the Cambrian, Precambrian, and Permian periods. And most of the emissions are from marine deposits, rather than the dinosaurs themselves.
Thank you, Sam. You're totally right.
What about the planet, Miss Michaels?
Christina, the planet is in trouble. And it's up to your generation to find solutions my generation didn't know they would need.
Miss, that's way too much responsibility.
Well, Trent...
Hey, does anyone want to see my dog?
A puppy? Where?
Hey, everyone, look at Michaela's puppy.
Open the blinds, let the outside in again. Nothing but time, and I just sit here listening. I'm missing the line, no cafeteria, the kitchen it is. I never thought that I would long for that jello thingy majig.
I had my birthday at home, I see my friends through the phone. I took a field trip alone.
What's your dog's name?
Sun Dollar. Isn't he cute?
His hair is golden.
Ah, he's a golden retriever, right, Michaela?
I love dogs.
Yay!
Puppy!
That really stinks to be a kid right now. With all of the rules and the chores and the worn out faces, all I want to do right now.
Class, I need focus. I know we're all at home, but right now, we need to focus all of our energy onto the screen in front of you.
Aww. We go back to the beginning. Nah, nah, nah. When we were hanging out and chilling. Nah, nah, nah. I asked my parents, how you feeling? Nah, nah, nah. They say no, they say no, they say no, no, no. We go back to the beginning. Nah, nah, nah. When we were hanging out and chilling. Nah, nah, nah. I asked my parents, how you feeling? Nah, nah, nah. They say no, they say no, they say no, no, no.
You know they call me Super Smizzock. I really miss the Pizzock. Used to pick up at 5 cause mom's at home by Dizzock. Recess canceled. Drill gym canceled. Basketball canceled. And that's not the end.
Girl Scouts canceled. After school canceled. Even school is canceled. Will I ever see my friends?
Back in the day, bad grades was worse than being sick. Because back in the beginning, we thought we'd get over it.
Miss! Look at Hallie. She fell asleep on camera.
Hallie, wake up, please. Hallie, back to Earth, please, Hallie.
Unbeknownst to Hallie, she had entered a dream portal. Memories of the playground zoomed past her at lightning speed and were replaced by a deep aloneness and a slumpy sameness. Sounds of the class Zoom room fade to silence deep within Hallie's subconscious. Then, out of nowhere, swirling with color and sound, is the bustling superhero Command Central. The first superhero to float down the hall is that Sand Dollar? Sand Dollar the Super Puppy?
Has anyone seen the Superbot?
Immediately after him, the hall fills with superheroes beaming from one place to another. It looks a lot like the hallways in school after the last bell. It's busy, it's loud. Superheroes are doing flips and astral projections left and right. They are soaring down the hallways and metamorphosing all over the place. Two heroes soared above the crowd. The first was Wind.
Wild, come on!
And behind him was Wild.
I'm coming!
The pair seemed to be floating on clouds above everyone else. Together, they whooshed down the hall, trying to race after Sand Dollar, almost knocking into the hero of invisibility.
Hey, Wind and Wild, I'm walking here.
Whoops, invisibility. Sorry.
I can't find the Superbot anywhere. Something is up.
Alert, alert. Calling all heroes. This is a level 5 emergency. Come on.
Sam the Science Kid, what's going on?
Super Sound, how can you sleep through the sicky icky alert? We have to get to the committee reading right away. Come with me, we're already late.
What's a sicky icky?
You haven't paid attention at all. The sicky icky drip like he's running the halls. A villain with the chills and an S of the draw. He's coming for y'all, he's coming for y'all.
Dripping with the sicky icky snot.
The icky is a germ that you never ever want.
Keep it cold like a lung with a cough. He keep it fine like a fever that's hot. He had a mole with no mask, he forgot.
He's terrible, he's terrible.
The sicky icky monster's gonna get ya.
Sicky Icky is known to cause widespread confusion, fear, and mistrust. It creates false claims that forces its victims to question the basis of their very reality. Sicky infects supers and transforms them into Sicky Icky minis that spread and infect more minis. As of yet, there is no cure and no way to avoid it. The Sicky Icky is taking over the minds and hearts of everyone. The Sicky Ickiness is spreading and is making the most vulnerable among us really, really sick. Do not fall victim to the Sicky Icky. Keep yourself and your neighbors safe. We can beat this, but only if we do it together.
Oh no, Super Stretch, what are we gonna do?
Oh, Sam, I don't know. Maybe you can find a cure. Bright Light and I can team up with you.
Yeah, Sam, you can discover a cure and heal this guy using science and the truth.
But Bright Light and Super Sound, I don't usually think of myself as a real superhero. But in times like this, science might really save us.
Sam, how quickly could you find a cure? Maybe all of us can help. Bright Light, Super Stretch, and Sam the Science Kid. Let's do this.
As all of the superheroes whooshed and soared and flew off to find their way to help fight against this sicky icky mess that had been made, one superhero felt particularly alone. This hero was called Invisibility.
I like being alone. Everyone else is blasting off to destroy the Sicky Icky, but there must be a different way.
Just as Invisibility thought to give up, in cartwheeled two identical twin supers, Joy and Giggle, who love to laugh and play.
Invisibility, why aren't you running off to find the Sicky Icky?
Don't you want to do your part to help save the world?
I never wanted a superpower. This is way too much responsibility.
But you're a superhero!
This is just what we do.
There's nothing you can't do if you set your mind to it.
But you two are the Super Twins. Joy and Giggle, I'm just a person who happens to have an ability. And I don't want to be a super at all. Can I just be here and be alone?
Some are born great.
Some achieve greatness.
And some have greatness thrust upon them.
I don't think that has anything to do with me.
Of course it does.
Like us, you were born great.
But it's not just enough to be great.
You have to work hard, too.
But you two don't work hard.
Hey!
Yes, we do.
What even is your superpower?
Double the trouble.
We make people laugh.
Sad?
Super twins to the rescue.
That's not a real superpower. I'm over this.
Everyone wants a hero, but they think I'm small. And everyone wants the answer, but they won't listen at all. And I keep praying for something that will cushion the fall. And all that we needed to see was with our glasses off. And all that we needed to be was with our glasses on. Will anyone come and save us from who we are? And I don't want to be different, but it's written in the stars. And there's no cape or gamma ray, no bat or Superman, that can save you from yourself if you can't. Who, me? Don't you see that a superhero's not inside of me? Who, me? Can't you see? I don't want that responsibility. Direction when it comes to blows. Keeping to myself is better for my health. Staying out of trouble has served me well. Learn how to hide but not how to show up. Why does life as a hero gotta be so rough?
We can tell you're hiding, but you don't have to hide. It's just us. We want to play. You're free.
Like that? Come back and play with us. We see you.
You can't see me. I'm invisible.
And with that, invisibility metabolized into their regular skin.
Yay! We can see you again.
I like you too. Joy and Giggle, I'm glad I can rely on friends like you.
Let's take on the Sicky Icky together.
If we work together, there's nothing we can't do.
I've never fought a monster before. I don't think I have what it takes. What if I make a mistake? Someone could get really hurt, and I really don't want that kind of responsibility.
No one is perfect. We make mistakes all the time.
Sometimes it's serious, and sometimes it's really funny. But how will we learn if we don't make mistakes?
We'll be right by your side to make sure you know it's all right.
I'm willing to give it a shot.
Off our heroes went, the Super Twins and Invisibility, newly willing to be seen. They may not have known what sicky ickiness lay before them, but at least they had each other, plus one secret weapon, fun! From the Superhero Central to the farthest reaches of the Spectroverse, Wind and Wild soared at lightning speed, for Wind had the ability to be at one with weather. He could morph from a tornado to a summer breeze faster than a blink. Wild had this special ability to connect and communicate with all beings, but especially animals.
Thank you.
because of her kind-hearted and gentle nature, she asked a sedge of nearby sandhill cranes to carry them on a gust from wind to find the dreaded goopy, drippy, sicky, icky. They soared through the Spectroverse to a green, grassy hill overlooking a dark, remote cave.
You think the sicky icky is in that cave down there?
Where else could it be this disgusting bee without everyone uncovering their sicky, icky mess?
Wind, do you see what I see?
Oh no! Marching into the cave, is that a mini sicky icky?
It must have been. It was dripping and sneezy and walking like a zombie. It's just, I can't shake it. That mini sicky looked just like Superstretch.
There are more of them. Oh my goodness. Those mini sicky ickies look like Bright Light, Super Sound, and Sam the Science Kid. They've all been captured.
If I can just get a little bit closer, I might even be able to see the big sicky.
Getting too close could be dangerous. I'll breeze over there and see if I can go unnoticed.
Wait, no. We can't go in there without backup.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Sand Dollar, come fast and in a hurry. We think we know where the sticky icky is hiding.
The call of the wild was made. From the deep of the universe, out bounded a super golden retriever with the ability to transform into any other animal. It was Sand Dollar.
There you are. I heard the call and hurried here.
Oh, Sand Dollar, I knew we could rely on you.
Did you find the sicky icky? We not only found the sicky icky, but he's been brainwashing captured supers and using their powers against them. Super Sound, Bright Light, Super Stretch, and Sam the Science Kid have all been infected.
The Superbot was right. He's turning captured supers into sicky icky minis.
We need to rescue our friends and take down the sticky icky.
What are we going to do?
Should I go in there?
No, I know what I have to do. Nothing can fight this horrible monster better than the natural world. Using the wisdom and strength of the earth is our only chance to keep the sticky icky from causing even more harm. Not only to us, but everywhere. From the coral reef to the atmosphere, the sticky icky is polluting everything.
No, don't go.
Not without us. You could get really sick.
This is a big risk, but I know I can do it. I'll make this sacrifice to keep everyone else safe.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, and today on the show, we're presenting our original pandemic project, Icky, a radio musical.
All alone, and with none of her animal friends to help her, Wild entered the cave where the drippy Sicky Icky had built a Sicky Icky assembly line, transforming captured supers into mini Sicky Ickies that would begin super spreading the Sicky Ickiness to the farthest reaches of the Spectroverse. The mini Sicky Ickies marched along to a sick beat.
I'm just a colt whose intentions are safe for you, my muggle minis. I'm misunderstood, like a chip to a shoulder or a monkey on a back. This is the year of the villain surprise. We all got masks, the gift that keeps on spreading. Minus the handshakes and hugs. When your heart's as mini as mine, you realize that a superhero's biggest muscle is love. Bunch of do-gooders with no love for superbugs. And what the nature's got a bone to pick with people who treat their planet about as well as they treat one another. And that's a lesson even schools can't teach their kids.
Hey! Sicky Icky, please stop that!
Who dares call on me?
Stop super spreading. Please, it's tearing families apart and really hurting people.
Why would I stop? I'm the most powerful male-identifying person in the Spectroverse.
You can't just take over the world with this nasty ickiness. You're obsessed with power and you're trying to cling to it. But people are being really hurt by all of this.
Who cares if a few people get hurt? They're a worthy sacrifice. No one can stop me from spreading. I won't stop until everyone knows my greatness.
Well, I'm going to have to try.
Just as Wild began gathering her inner strength to summon 20 of the nearest puppies to lick and snuggle the Sicky Icky,
detain her.
Suddenly, the mini Sicky Ickies broke away from their sniffly assembly line. They approached Wild with an eerie look in their glazed and drippy eyes. She looked majestic, free, and strong, but her inner light was beginning to flicker as the first mini Sicky Icky blocked her path. Then the next, then the next.
Wait, no!
An army of mini Sicky Ickies began dripping into the cave, focused completely on Wild.
Take her mask.
No!
They charged. Wild began to question her very reality. The Sicky Icky minis were 6 feet away, then 5 feet, then four. Deep within the sneezy, coughing cloud, Wild knew she would be surrounded soon if she didn't do something. 3 feet.
This is it. It's over. What can I do?
But back at the hill...
Is that... Wind and Sand Dollar? What are you guys doing all the way out here on this random hill?
What a surprise!
We love you guys!
What's going on this luscious hill?
Having fun?
Super Twins! Invisibility, good grief! Are we glad you're here?
Wild went in there to try to stop the Sicky Icky from infecting more people.
Risky.
So risky.
Oh no!
Why would she do that?
She thinks she can really make a difference with him.
He'll never listen to her. She's just a kid.
She is a kid. A very strong and smart kid. But right now, we need to save her. We can't just let her go in there alone.
We can be her backup.
Wait. Conflict really isn't my thing.
Are you just going to stand by and watch her get taken over by the Sicky Icky?
Well, no, but can't we be her ally and not be put in harm's way?
Sometimes you have to show up and really be involved when you witness injustice.
Yeah, it can be scary, but you won't be alone.
All of us will be there together.
We have an opportunity to put action behind words and save our friend.
And you really think it'll make a difference?
Yes!
And you'll never really know.
Unless you give it a try.
Let's go make some good trouble.
All right. I think I might have a plan.
Will it be fun?
Who, me? Don't you see that a superhero lives inside of me? Who, me? Can't you see that a superhero living inside of me? Who, me? Won't you see that a superhero lives inside of me? Oh, ooh, ooh. Show up for my people when you need me, call. A phone with this floor, super friends after all. All heroes don't wear capes, but some wear masks just to keep us safe. Learned how to make the best of a bad situation by making people laugh. Learned how to love when times get tough. Everyday superheroes look just like us. Who, me? Don't you see that a superhero lives inside of me? Who, me? Can't you see the superhero living inside of me? Who, me? Won't you see that a superhero lives inside of me? Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Meanwhile, back inside the cave...
You don't want to hurt me. I have friends who are going to come and rescue me.
Your friends have been transformed and will never return to their super forms. I'll get them all. It's only a matter of time.
You won't succeed.
Where would they come get you when they don't want to risk getting sick? And making the planet even sicker.
We will find a way to defeat you.
Who's we? They left you all alone.
Psst. Wild, we're here to rescue you. My invisibility is hiding everyone.
Unbeknownst to the Sicky Icky, the forces of goodness, equality, healing, and truth had transcended the Sicky Ickiness of the cave.
With my help, we're all swirling around the room.
We're going to laugh them out of here.
You have to summon your most resilient healing forces to get this guy out of here.
I can do that. Okay, Sicky Icky. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, that's right. I'm always right. And I never admit when I'm wrong.
And then the heroes levitated the Sicky Icky minis. Invisibility reached deep within and was able to offer their invisibility ability to the rescued Sicky Icky minis, keeping the minis from being discovered mid-transformation. Sand Dollar, with his transformational ability, began morphing Super Sound, Bright Light, Super Stretch, and Sam the Science Kid back to their super selves. Wild activated the humanity within each of the supers and activated their powers. First, Bright Light beamed from within. As her glow traveled to the whole crew, Sam the Science Kid was supercharged and snapped back into his super science mode. All of the supers began uniting their powers just as Sam the Science Kid discovered
a cure, a remedy!